Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Time to check in with infectious disease specialist and professor at Florida International University, Dr. Eileen Marty. Dr. Marty, we haven't had a chance to do this in a while. Are you ready to take on some questions the listeners have emailed and texted us?
Sure. Let's find out what's on their minds.
Well, we've been talking about measles here lately, and this is an interesting question. I'm 60, got measles vaccination when I was a child. Am I still good?
Well, the odds are that somebody who's 60 years old only received one of the two recommended vaccines. The reason for that, Bob, is that there's been several different iterations of the measles vaccine. The first one that came out in 1963 is not the one we use today. Variations existed for various reasons, but the one we use today, which started to really be the vaccine for measles, started in the 1970s, and then that one late 1980s, we thought that vaccine was going to be one and done, or at least the immunologists at the time thought that. But it is a very weakened virus, and it doesn't attach to the receptors. There are a couple of different receptors that are used by measles virus, and therefore it didn't give lifelong immunity unless we gave it twice. And this is very interesting because the key component of the binding site is absolutely the same, which is why the measles vaccine works for a long, long time. But if the person is 60 years old, they probably need a second dose, and that second dose, unless they were traveling somewhere and specifically mentioned it to a physician, they probably didn't get it. So they have a slightly increased risk of coming down with symptoms if they get exposed to the measles. It's true that even somebody who has both doses of the vaccine still has a 2% chance of having measles symptoms, but very, 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 very mild, and much less viral load to share with anybody else. Whereas somebody who's never been vaccinated, then that individual is going to shed an enormous amount of virus, is highly contagious to anyone who doesn't have it, and has about a 95% risk of coming down with full-blown measles, which can include a risk of, in one out of five people, of a complication that can land them in the hospital. So not being vaccinated is a very bad idea. Being vaccinated gives you protection. We learned because of an outbreak in the late 1980s that we had to give two vaccines. Someone who's 60 probably doesn't have two vaccines on board.
Got it. Several listeners had this question. Can you ask Dr. Marty about vertigo as a long-term effect following the latest strain of COVID? Have you heard about this a lot?
Absolutely. There's no question. I've seen patients, and it's well reported in the literature that long COVID symptoms include vertigo, and not just for the latest version, but we've seen it as an ongoing problem. Vertigo and balance issues. There are some direct viral effects that can cause damage to particular parts of the nervous system that can control balance and spatial orientation, and that's going to manifest as vertigo. You can also have some individuals that have a not ideal immune response to the virus that can lead to unnecessary inflammation of critical nerves, especially some of the nerves in the fight and flight response, the sympathetic nerves, that can lead to these types of damages that manifest as this neurologic sensory motor symptoms that people associate with vertigo.
This is a good question. Does Dr. Marty think the new reduced COVID restrictions are a reflection of the virus mutating into a much less dangerous version? The original virus seemed to be multiple times worse than what we are experiencing now. What do you think?
No, it is not because the virus is less aggressive. It's because there is widespread immunity to the virus from both vaccinations and from prior exposure and repeated exposure. That said, you still don't want to get symptoms from COVID. And so it is, for example, people who are 65 and above have been recommended to not only have gotten their booster dose in the fall of 2023, but also to get another booster dose this spring, because there is such a thing as waning immunity. But the important point in answer to that question is there are still very, very aggressive variants circulating that can cause very severe disease to those who do not have any immunity. But right now, the vast majority of humans on the planet have some level of immunity, which tapers the effect, which makes it less serious when somebody does get infected. Mm-hmm. Less serious as a acute disease, Bob, but not necessarily, there's still that other factor of a slight, in every time you get it, slight increased risk of, because of an aberrant immune response or by the individual, winding up with some long COVID symptoms. So avoid it if you can, like the plague, as they say.
And what do you know about this research that was in the news the other day about long COVID, the reason for a bad hangover?
Well, that's a nice new study, and it's just four cases that they're reporting, so it's still not something that that is hardwired as part of why something is happening in this country, or whether it's true or not, because we still have to establish whether or not those four cases are truly representative. However, that being said, it is a nice case study. They give some very interesting speculations as to why some individuals can manifest with post-COVID intolerance of alcohol. And there are other studies. There is one other study that showed a connection with COVID. It's from Healthline, where they research post-COVID alcohol intolerance. That's a slightly different take on this, but it may just reflect just the physiology of the individual, and is probably not a widespread problem. But certainly if you develop all of a sudden intolerance for alcohol and recently had COVID or had COVID within the last month or so, you might want to see if there is a connection for you.
Well, I'm happy to report I still feel great after drinking all of my root beer floats. So no problem there.
Okay.
Dr. Eileen Marty, thank you. Have a good week. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Thanks, Bob. Take care.